Welcome to the Coaching Ignited show, where we talk about how to get more clients, how to keep those clients, and build a sustainable online health and fitness business. All right, so we are back with another episode. This is actually a very special episode today. We've got a special coach here with us today. He's going to introduce himself in just 1 second. We met in a mastermind on the internet, where I generally meet most people, in the virtual space. And he's got some awesome energy. He is an awesome coach doing some amazing things in the fitness and health space. But I'm going to hand it over to him to give you a little bit of context as to who he is, what he does. And then we're going to be diving into really what is working well for him and his business right now, so that you can at least get one or two things from this show today that are going to help you with driving your health and fitness business forward. So over to you, coach.
Here we go. Okay, everybody. So first off, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Coach Johnson. You can call me Brandon for short. You know, if there's one thing that you guys, whoever's listening to this, can gain from this call, is the fine line of longevity and sustainability. Whether this is business coaching, whether this is fitness coaching, whether this is relationship building, I want us to understand it's one thing to actually get somewhere or something or have something or be someone, but in order to stay there is a completely different practice. It's a completely different world, right? So to really enter this conversation, I want anybody and everybody to listen to this to at least just take one thing from the call. And if it's the energy, if it's something I say, the only thing that I require is just that you pass it on. Okay. So there's the information, but then there's transformation. But transformation doesn't happen unless there is an experience. So if that's an experience internally or externally, whether I'm a fitness coach or whether this is just some stranger talking to you, listen, from one stranger to another one, I'm here for you. I care for you. And there's only one thing. So with that said, my name is Coach Johnson, as we went ahead and discovered that, but some may know me as a martial artist, whereas built and developed and helped manage many franchises within the martial arts community. However, been able to make a happy transition. I haven't abandoned that side, but just transition into being able to affect and impact more people on a bigger diameter through an online coaching business. Now, health, wellness, and fitness is basically what I live and breathe for. It's just run through my veins, literally. So with that, I come to realize a long time ago that there's strengths and then there's weaknesses. A strength of mine is to be able to help somebody understand something about their business, about their body, because their body is their business, that aligns me with my strengths to make it more consumable, more understood, and more importantly, just makes it more adaptable so they can adhere to it within their life. Because we don't have body problems or fitness problems, Alex. You know what we have? We have priority problems. And I cannot fault the unhealthy entrepreneur, business individual, career-driven individual. I can't fault them if they don't understand what they're doing. Okay. So anyway, long-winded it. I got a lot of energy, got a lot of things to talk about. What I do is I bring the busy professionals to healthy professionals. I align them with the cause of understanding that you can make an incredible impact and income within the business, but you have to impact yourself incredibly in developing yourself within your mind, your body, and your spirit in order to not just get to that point in your business, in your life, but to stay there or to maintain it or to scale it. But it all starts with you, not your business. It starts with you, not your income. It starts with you and your impact to yourself. Let's go, Alex. Bang, bang, bang.
You can tell that you're very passionate about what you do. And yeah, very well versed in what you do and who you help and how you serve them and how you impact them. And I really want everyone to like just take that away initially, is you're very clear about what you're doing right now. Like, you're very clear. There was no hesitation. And I can tell that it's coming from a place where you genuinely care about the people that you want to help. and the people that you serve and your clients, and you do it with an energy that is transferable. One of the first things, guys, I said before we started recording was, you've got great energy. You've got great energy. And I think great energy comes from liking what you do and being clear on what you do. The worst thing in the world is not being clear on knowing what you're doing or why you're doing it or why you're building your business. And it sounds like our guest today really understands that about him and himself. And if you just take that one thing about just getting absolute clarity, the universe will reward it. The universe rewards clarity. I absolutely love that quote. I want to dive in and shift gears into really the value part of this call.
Yeah.
And really helping the online coaches, whether they're in the health space, fitness space, they're nutritionists, they're going about building their businesses. They want to get more clients. They want to get better results. They want to create a good income and life for themselves. I want them to take something away where they're going to be able to have a good idea, a thought, or a reminder that is going to help them push things forward. And what I often find is asking coaches like yourself, like, what is working really well for you right now, is a good way to get to those answers that the audience are looking for. So if I were to ask you that question right now in terms of your business, what is working really well for you right now? If you were to kind of like do a little audit in your mind and go, you know what, like, that's really working well for me. Well, what would it be?
This is such a wonderful question, first off, because I believe that when one thing doesn't work, or something that has worked over the duration of time stops working, it's very easy to slip into a discouraging feeling, a what if feeling, or a what do I do next? Because this is everything that I've done. So to really kind of bring it back to what's working within my business, I'm gonna answer it in two separate ways. The first one is you have to be mentally equipped. You have to be emotionally intelligent. See, when you're mentally equipped and you're emotionally intelligent, it's going to allow you to survive if you feel like you are in a survival position. But you're gonna survive with abundance rather than lack. So what's working and what I have seen work and what continues to work for myself, my coaches, and my company is to understand that hard times are always going to come. Hard times are inevitable, but it's through that that the growth is there. And a lot of times in business, we don't have business problems, Alex. They're personal problems manifested in business, right? So checking in with myself, checking in with my joy, with my fulfillment to make sure that I'm not on self, but I'm on purpose. And it's very easy to get on self when the months are tight, when, you know, when the what ifs really set in. So what's been working in my business is understanding that I am the business. I am the business. I am not a businessman. I am the businessman, right? Now, in regards of strategic systems and enhancements that we have in place that has been able to not just keep our business up, not just keep it on top, but to keep it scaling, is understanding that one, okay, can we allow the moments to be moments, but in regards of strategy, are we staying adaptive? See, when pandemic hit, not a lot of people, well, I shouldn't say this, not as many people had online businesses. Pandemic hit, everybody's forced inside, people start waking up, they start exercising, they start realizing that they don't need to do the 9-to-5 and they can do something extremely exceptional. So some coaches would believe that the online space has become saturated. And to an extent, it has. But you know what's not saturated is the value that you have as an individual. So as the pandemic hit, everybody gets an online business, right? And now it's everybody's pushing the same strategies. Everybody's on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter or whatever is all being taught to send 100 messages a day, to do the follow-up, to do the standard operating procedures of running an online business. And what does that do to the population around us? It makes it so that it's basically, how can I say this? People are used to it. Nowadays, somebody messages you on Facebook, it pretty much 80% of the time is going to come with a pitch. Mm-hmm. People are awake, right? People are aware of that. So what's been able to keep us in business is not trying to figure out and maneuver around the pitch, but to be transparent enough, but to have the timing of the transparency, right? The timing of the transparency when entering the lead generation cause, right? Now, this is like, we could go extremely deep. I'm just going to talk in specific of my company. We have systems, we have things in place. We have the backend developed so that when we do bring an influx of individuals, they don't slip through our fingers. Mm. So I'm going to speak to the audience from a place of you guys have systems, but if there's anything that is going to be what keeps your business alive is the front door. And if there's people coming in it, right? So long-winded question comes short in regards of strategic strategy, and we can dive further in. It's just being able to anticipate what the other individual is anticipating, but operating it through a place of care and resiliency, because you're going to deal with a lot of no's. You're going to deal with a lot of red messages. You're going to deal with a lot of blocking. You're going to deal with a lot of people that are coming back, even though you have something so special you've created and you're wanting to help this person, they don't see that. So to operate from a place of careness and resiliency, and then just the consistency behind it.
I want to dive in here. Makes total sense. And it's interesting because as you were speaking, I was having nostalgia or deja vu about the last podcast I just put out.
Wow. Wow. Which
I know, this is pretty crazy, right? Considering I've not done a guest interview for almost a year. I'd not been actively putting out shows for maybe 6 months, fired it back up. The first show, and this was after you reached out to me, the first show I put out is how to turn strangers into customers or paying clients, right? Yeah. And it's interesting you said what you said, because everyone listening to this episode today, if you come in at this episode and you're thinking, well, I really love what Brandon just said, and I totally get it. I understand that the market is getting busier with more coaches. Yes, there's loads of opportunity for everyone, but it is getting busier and the market is getting more sophisticated and there is less messages being read because lots of coaches are hitting everyone in the DMs. Then go to the next podcast after this one, the one that we just posted, and you will actually get to learn 4 ways to build those relationships, to nurture those people, to actually lead with a sense of service versus selling, so that you can succeed going into 2022 and you can really build those connections with people in a transparent way, like Brandon said, where you can actually bring on new clients into your business. Because it's true, we're in the masterminds, we've been in many masterminds, a lot of the same strategies are being taught, but like Brandon said, what is not saturated is your value. So the way that you follow those strategies or the way that you show up, that can't be duplicated. And so you really need to lean into who you are, what you do, what you offer, your value, but then follow some frameworks to help you actually build some real connections and relationships with people if you want them to do business with you. So definitely check that one out
100%.
After this show. What else? Because I'm hearing 2 things and I want to move into one more when it comes to what is working really well for you. So we know it's about like how you're showing up as a business owner, like the business owner, like it's you, it's me, it's whoever's listening to it. You are the business, right? It stops with you. Like everything comes from you. So you need to build you, protect you, become a better version of you if you want more and you want to do more and you want to have more and all that good stuff. And then it's also about being transparent when it comes to actually finding the clients and building those relationships and providing them with value. But what else? What else are you seeing right now that's working really, really well for you?
Okay. So such a good recap on that, Alex. Here's the next thing. I'm going to not talk so much about lead generation now, but I'm actually going to talk about the cultivation of not just the community, but the people that you have within your community, but it starts with the people that you brought onto your team. See, a lot of people think in entrepreneurship, if you're seeing the screen, that I'm at the top of this triangle and then everything goes below me. But in all actuality, it actually looks like this. Whereas I'm the point of the triangle down here and I'm holding everything up. A common, very common thing, even I fell into the trap before I started hiring employees, was nobody can do this the way I can. Nobody's going to take care of my clients or my high achievers the way I can. Nobody's going to build programs better. Nobody's going to be able to develop these people better. And that right there can either come from a scarcity mindset or a scarcity lack of time. I don't have time to develop people. I don't have time to hire people in. And if I do, I'm just going to automatically delegate, right? Now, the fact of the matter is when it boils down to what's working is me working for the people that are working within the company. Me doing the work to make sure that they are heard. Me doing the work that to make sure that I'm extending them and I'm pushing them within the limits and boundaries, not just blasting the cap off, but always threading the needle of developing them as people. So if we want something that's gonna work, the very first thing I said at the beginning of this call was sustainability and longevity. You can be around in business, have a solid year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years. But if you want to be a winner, if you want to be something that has a dynasty and a legacy, it's not from what you've done. It's from what you left behind. Through the energy that is exuberated and exude throughout the kingdom from the king, long after the king has passed or gone or took a step out. So what's working within the company is to get over the ego of nobody can do it the way I can. To give yourself patience, to understand that the business will grow as much as you do. And if, as to quote a mentor, Mr. Chu, that we both know, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. If you want to go fast and far and be around for a long time, go with the right people. Go with the right people. But the right people aren't the people that you bring in to handle risks and tasks and everything. The right people are they bring in to celebrate your energy, not tolerate it. If we go where you're celebrated, you're always going to be in a good state. You bring people in that tolerate you, and now you have an awkward energy with your own employees and you don't want to delegate and there's a trust issue and blah, 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 blah. Well, now we have a problem. So when it comes to the second thing, Alex, on what's truly working, is understanding and having humility as a CEO and leader that the people didn't buy into your company to make more money. They could do that at any place, at any job, at any time, with any person, in any career. They bought into you because you emotionally were available to take them in, and now they're not wanting to work for you. They are willing to. And there's a huge difference between, oh, I want to work for this, or I want to work for Coach Johnson. I want to work with Coach Johnson. No, and then there's a person that's willing. Oh, I'm willing to do it. I want to do it. I'm willing to do it. Therefore, I am going to. And when you can build that camaraderie with the community, what do you think trickles down to the high achievers and the clients? And this is how we have longevity, sustainability, because then again, it started with you. Right? Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And everyone listening to this, hopefully you see the connection between what you initially said and where you finished. It all came back to who? Came back to you.
Yeah.
Like you, your energy, who you're leading, how you're leading them, how you're showing up, because that dictates how your business is run and whether your business is going to be here in a year's time or 2 years time or 5 years time, or whether you leave a legacy for someone else. It's by how you led it. And if you led it with the right people, then it's going to have that longevity that you mentioned at the start of the show. I think this has been very insightful. and I hope if you're listening to this, like you took something away. I'm sure you did. Whether that was the energy, whether that was about focusing really on yourself, or understanding that you need to be nimble and innovate, you know, as the markets change and new people come into the market, or platforms change, you've got to be nimble. And that's what's cool about being a smaller business, yeah, is when you're not like a huge business, you can adapt very quickly. You can move very quickly. And I think that is kind of key, especially in an industry where it is changing a lot. The online space changes very quickly. It's an asset to be able to move quickly and nimbly. And so I love that you made that point too. I'm going to put a link to your socials in the show notes. So if anyone did want to explore more about you, what you do, how you serve people, they can definitely find that in the show notes. But I just want to take a moment to appreciate the time that you've invested into this show. I know people will be pleased and will be grateful too, because they always are for guests that come on and freely share their experience. So I appreciate you, and I'm basically sharing my gratitude on their behalf and my behalf too. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anytime. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.